What is up, everybody? It is the Pick'em Show with my guy, Ryan Schlipp from the Packernet Packers podcast. What is up? What is up? I don't think I'll use music anymore. It always throws me off. I gotta turn it off. It's not even worth it because now I'm all discombobulated. But how are we doing on this beautiful Wednesday, Ryan?
I'm doing good, man. Everything's going great. Weather is making me forget that it's fall and it's going to be cold soon. We've got a little bit of a warm patch coming through. So I'm just, in my mind, summer just started and I'm grilling and everything's great.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I got leaves falling and then they got real hot. And I'm like, I'm not raking in 80 degree weather. It's just not. I don't care about leaves anyways. Like, right. I that's like a pet peeve of mine. Like, my neighbors is like Johnny on the spot with the leaves. Right. Like, a leaf falls out and he's out there with his lawnmower. I'm like, dude, calm down. No, I guess he's stupid. He just cares about his yard more than I do. You know, I cut a tree down this summer. That's just because I didn't want to rake the leaves. So now, as far as I'm concerned, those are your leaves, bud, just because they're in my yard.
That's the one thing I noticed. We moved out of Madison because it wasn't like the best area. And then we moved into a nicer town. But the problem with nicer towns is people give a crap. And I realized that people living in a neighborhood where nobody cares and are kind of disrespectful has its benefits in that they don't care. If you don't mow your lawn, like, cool, nobody mows their lawn here. Like, it doesn't matter. You move out here and it's like, you should have mowed a day ago. And people are looking at you weird, like, God, this place sucks, man. I don't like it here anymore.
Yeah, sure. Like, you mean like ghetto. You like, just walk into my truck, I can see the neighbor's judgment. Oh, you're leaving? You're not going to cut the grass? All right, that's cool. Like, when I first moved in, I got an American flag, I put it out there, and the guy next door was like, you know, a war veteran. He was like a really badass dude. And whenever it like rained or did anything, he would take his flag down. So I would like match him. I'm like, oh, I got it, because I don't want disrespect, you know? So then finally I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have a flag no more. Not doing that. He's retired, you know what I mean? But anyways,
I got a guy in my neighborhood who by like 6 a.m, he will snowplow my area if I don't have it done, just to make me look like, I mean, I'm sure he's doing it just to be nice, but in my mind, he's doing it to tell me I'm a piece of crap.
Yeah.
So it's like either I get up at 5:30 and snowblow, or I just accept it. And I was like, yeah, you're better than me. Congratulations. Thanks.
I work at 4:00 a.m. I'm not snowblowing. I have a four wheel drive truck. I'll make it. Yeah. I don't care about my driveway. We're going to be all right. You know what I mean? But, what is up, everyone? I'm going to go through our little top leaderboard here for the Pick'em League. But real quick, let me tell you what I'm working with. I can't see yours, but it's my profile.
I don't think I've done it the last couple of weeks, so I'm probably at the bottom. My bad.
Yeah, I've done it every week, and right now my current overall rank is 124th. I'm tied. I'm probably right there with you. And I did it last week. I was 10-6. But I'm only, you know, I'm 10 behind the top spot. I'm only, it says minus 10 picks behind leader. So
yeah, one good week, man. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I just need like Ryan to like get stupid for a week or something. All right. So like, I want to give a shout out real quick. We got Ryan Zellner with the number one spot again. I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks in a row. If he pops in here in the chat, I think I'm going to hook him up with some stickers. I think he's earned something, you know what I mean? To like stay in the top spot. Like I get like peeking for a minute, but like a lot of the names are the same. We got Ryan at the top spot. We got Gil Cedar, Ricky Palale. I murdered that name. I apologize. That's Ricky Palale, Jesse West, Megan Raddy. And that last name, Tim Schroffnagel. Dude, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for murdering these names. I can't read. But, dude, just make sure all these people, they actually know football, unlike us. They should be the ones hosting this show. But
Those are the guys that do not listen to this show, guaranteed.
Yeah, they're not like taking our advice. The same thing with like the fantasy football show. Like, no one watches and like, oh, okay. I mean, maybe the fantasy because those guys know what they're talking about, but I do not. That's why I don't even try. Like, someone that works at that, like, why would you give advice? You don't know anything. I'm like, well, I'm not. I just let them give advice and I kind of like just nod my head. Yeah, it's basically like that show I just put on for like the viewers. I thought I'll have some smart people come on. and that helped me and helped them at the same time. And I think it's working on. I beat Tom Crabtree. That's all I care. It's kind of like when you're like a trash team, like the Bears, like their only goal is to beat the Packers. That's kind of what my thing was. It's like beat Crabtree. There's a few other people, top spot. Like if I can beat a couple of the, you know, better people, I'll be all right. But there we go. I don't see Ryan in here yet, but we'll start this thing. We're going to start it off with Thursday Night Football. Next, that's tomorrow already. Dude, this week is flying by. Let me get this set up here because it's on a different screen. Okay, awkward silence. All right. And, you know, like this week, I'm like, all right, it's going to be a lot smoother. You know what I mean? But we got the Bears heading over to Washington. The Bears are the worst team in the league. Like they're like I wasn't sure if they're like the bottom three, but like it's official now. They are the worst team in the league. Washington isn't so great themselves. Their home record, they're 1-1. Last four games are 2-2. Well, they're 2-2. There's only been four games. But I'm taking Washington in this game. I have no faith that the Bears will ever do anything. Both these defenses are not ideal. So, but I'm taking the Commanders. And the Bears did have a good game last week. So if they like that, you know, like, oh, you know, kind of like confidence, I don't think that they will, because they ended how it ended. But if I think if they just use Justin Fields the right way, they probably could beat the Commanders. But I feel like they're just stupid. So probably won't. They're not going to beat. I don't think that they're with, if they use them the right way, that they're going to be great. But the Commanders are beatable, but they won't beat them.
Yeah, I was actually surprised to see how bad Washington was. I didn't realize. You look at how many points they gave up since week two. 33, 37, and 34. I mean, they went up against the Bills and the Eagles, which is tough, but one of those teams was also Denver, so that sucks. But it's also Chicago, so I can't imagine. I know that Chicago had a decent game, but I don't think that that game was real. I mean, that was one of the worst defenses we've seen in a long time that Chicago did that to. And so my official score prediction, even though it seems probably more drastic than my gut would tell me, but just for this little mathematical thing I've got, I actually have Washington winning by 10, 28-18. So it's not even close.
I'll allow that.
Yeah. But, I would like Chicago to win a couple games just because I really do not want them to get the number one pick, but they're probably going to get the top two picks. So I guess just if consolation prize, I hope they just get their skulls bashed in every single game they play.
That's the thing, like this comment right here. Speaking of Chicago, just saw that if the Bears get smoked again, the head coach will get fired. Like, I don't know if they're going to fire anyone during the season, but you'd like them to suck just enough that they're like, just retain everyone and just keep this thing rolling, because the Lions appear that they're going to do all right. The Vikings are going to Viking. I would like to see, you know, just keep the Bears down in the basement.
It would be pretty fantastic if they lose all these games, but still decide that Fields is the guy and just pass up all the great quarterbacks. And you're like, no, we got it. Like, freaking great.
Wonderful. Yeah. They'll have the top two picks and they're like, no, we're going linebacker.
Yeah. No. that guy we paid $17 million just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, like I was saying that because people were saying like Bears fans were all hyped up about, they're like, oh, right now we have the two top picks. I'm like, dude, you would still screw it up. Like, I have no faith in the Bears. I don't know how Bears fans do. Like, I get it being hyped. If you have the top two picks, like if it was like that at the end of the year, that'd be insane. But like, I feel like they would still like
do something. I've never seen a fan base retain faith as much as the Bears do. I mean, they finally gave up hope. Justin Fields had one decent game, and he's the GOAT again. Like, we're going to do this all over again? Seriously? We've been through this. You okay, all right, he's the GOAT. I'll see you next week for your freaking cry fest.
Yeah, they have to go buy new jerseys because they burned them the week before.
They burned their ones, exactly.
Yeah. I never understood the whole burning jerseys. I have jerseys of players that I won't ever wear again, but I just have them. They're just there. I'm not going to make some stand. Like, unless they like did something horrible, they'd have to do like a horrible thing. And even then, I wouldn't. I wouldn't make a video of me burning a jersey. To me, that's so weird. It's so like, hey, get the camera, honey. We're burning jerseys. Get some dramatic music behind it. I'll walk real slow, like it's like a like some kind of ceremony. Like, what are we doing, Bear fans? All right, moving on. We got this thing will click on. We got the Jaguars. We got the Bills. All right, the Bills are 3-1. They're fourth in a power ranking. You got the Jags. They're 13th in a power ranking. They are 2-2. I fully think that the Bills are going to win this game. And I think kind of convincingly, I like what the Jags are building. I just like the coach. I don't know. I love me some Doug Peterson. I'm not sure, but I think that this game for sure, they both got some injuries over here. I'm not going to go through them all, but I'm taking the Bills. I feel like they're warming up, and I think that they're a team that can, like, you know, be dominant. So, and I think that, you know, and Diggs, he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, so he's got to be good.
He really helped me out. That's what I love about fantasy. I was just like rooting and hollering for Diggs. But it's funny because like they like throw like a beautiful pass. It's a beautiful play, perfectly set up. Throw it to the wrong guy. Go to hell! Why would you do that?
Yeah, somebody there just like, what team are you rooting for? Like, shut up.
Nobody knows. Yeah. But yeah, I think the Bills win big. What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that makes me nervous is that it's in London, and I just feel like that's kind of a weird thing that you never really know. But at the same time, you look at Jacksonville, I think they've been a pretty big disappointment. The only teams they've beaten are the Colts and the Falcons, and the Buffalo Bills the last 3 weeks. Week one was bad, but they are like the worst, aside from maybe the Packers, the worst week one team. They suck week one. Since then, 38-10, 37-3, and 48-20. And that last one was against the Miami Dolphins. So yeah, I've got Buffalo winning 25-18. So yeah, fairly convincing over 7-point win.
What do you think about the Jaguars? Are you think that they're heading in the right direction, or you think that they're just kind of like they're going to hover? You think they're going to hover?
I mean, it seemed like they were. I mean, now is kind of the window. I mean, I know AFC is kind of tough, but I mean, there's not a lot of just truly dominant teams. Everyone's trying to jockey for position. And I thought maybe this would be the year the Jaguars would kind of step up. They got their quarterback. He takes another step or whatever, maybe get the defense right. But you start off 2-2, just getting blown out by the Houston Texans. And maybe they're a good team. I don't know. But that's not a great look. If you're going to compete in the AFC, you can't be getting blown out by the Houston Texans. So I think they had a chance to be like, we're going to be up there with the Chiefs and the Bills. And it's like, no, you're not, dude. You're the Jaguars. You suck forever.
I think that's like the measuring stick. Like, are they good? Well, they got blown up by the Texans. Like, oh,
never mind.
I didn't know. that's kind of how I feel right now. Like, oh, because I haven't really watched any Jaguar games, but the only thing is, and I don't even know about Trevor Lawrence. Like, everyone, all the hype that when he first came out, I don't watch college. So like, I'm waiting for it. Cause I expected like, oh, this is like the next Peyton Manning. Like, right. You know, like it'll be a struggling little start. And then I didn't expect him to be Peyton Manning, but you know, I expected all the hype, and I haven't really seen it. I don't think like he's trash or whatever, but I haven't really seen like some highlight reel. Everyone's like, "Woo!" You know, he doesn't have a no look pass. Like at least Patrick Mahomes had that always. Everyone would just like, he was looking the other way.
Yeah, the fact that I haven't seen a single like highlight of the Jaguars this year is probably not the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, even when you try to watch a recap on YouTube, they're just like, no, you don't want to watch this.
Right. No, I don't worry about the
Jaguars. I'm not there. Yeah, just skip this one. All right, next we got the Ravens. We got the Steelers. I like this game. Rivalry. Ravens, they're 6th in the power rank. You got the Steelers, they're 18th in the power rank. The Ravens are just a better team. Lamar Jackson balling. My fantasy quarterback, who I was on my bench last week, because I was like, I'm going to go with Jordan Love, which I don't regret because I won anyways, and I like Jordan Love, but this week I'm going Lamar. Anyways, I think the Ravens are going to win big. With it being a rivalry game and they're kind of like in their groove a little bit, I feel like they're just going to step on the throat of the Steelers. Steelers ain't doing anything too spectacular over there, and I just think like with the rivalry, like the Lions-Packers situation, when you have a chance, like you just got to punch them in the throat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and again, they got blown out by the Texans. So maybe the Texans are just dominant, but that's probably not super good. They got blown out by them and the 49ers and then beat the Raiders, who suck, and the Browns, who suck, and barely in both games. So the Steelers are really struggling. They're a pretty bad football team. And then, you know, the Baltimore Ravens seem to be off to a pretty good start, 3-1, nearly won the game, although they lost to the Colts, which isn't great, but real stiff defense. So I've got Baltimore winning this game 23-13. I try to... Divisional games are another one that's super weird as far as my own personal betting. I think I'm going to try to stay a little bit more away from these. My record is much better when I'm not betting divisional games. So I'm not as confident, but like you said, Baltimore's a better team, so that would be the best bet.
Yeah, now I think next week I was gonna do it this week, but I didn't mention it to you. But next week, what I think what we should start doing is have a game that, what's it called? That name, the word is gone, but like a lock of the week.
Yeah, a lock of the week. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that. What I want to do is every week I'll There's do a lock of the week. And yeah, if I'm wrong, then I'll do a merch giveaway.
Like, all right.
Maybe even on the stream or maybe after or whatever. But it's a lock of the week. Like, you should be able to pick one team that you know is going to win. And if I don't, I'll give some stuff away. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right.
I think it's good. Anyways, little public service announcement there for you. But moving on, if this button will work. Dude, I'm having some technical difficulties here.
I think it's Carolina and Detroit, right?
Yeah, it like won't click on it for some reason.
Here it goes. I see it. Nope.
Yeah.
Not that. There it is.
Maybe my computer's just freaking out. Anyways, we got Carolina. We got Detroit. Detroit, obviously, we know what they did last week. We don't want to talk about that right now. No, but they got them at 9th in the power ranking. They got Carolina at 31st in the power ranking. The Panthers are 0-4. Not a good football team. And I'm picking the Lions. And I don't want to, like, I'm not going to guess the Lions. Just that's all. I'm picking the Lions. I'm not gonna.
I don't really want to talk about it.
I'm not gonna be over here telling you how great they are.
Yeah, I wish it was some kind of an angle here, but I mean, it's in Detroit, which is really tough. It's against, you know, if the Bears aren't the worst team, it's the Panthers, the other team that the Bears have the pick for. Also 0-4. I mean, Detroit is their offense is a top 10 offense. Their defense is a borderline top 10. So, yeah, unfortunately, I've got this as kind of a blowout, 30-18 Detroit. So hopefully it's not that good. Hopefully Carolina, well, hopefully I'm just wrong and Carolina finds a way to win. It would be the best thing, but I just don't see any way that happens.
Yeah, I don't see any situation.
No.
What team do you see on the screen right now?
Texans, Falcons.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not showing up on my end, but as long as it's working on your end, we're good to go. But we got the Texans, we got the Falcons. Like you said, Falcons 22nd in the power ranking, Texans 12th in the power ranking because they keep blowing up teams. Apparently, I didn't. You know, it's funny because you mentioned those two teams like they got blown up by the Texans. I didn't even know that. I don't. I haven't been keeping up with the Texans, but I have the Falcons winning this game. I still have no faith in the Texans, and if they blow up the Falcons, I don't know, maybe I guess we start, we should find out what Ryan picked. That's, I should actually, yeah, right. I should message him like, yo, can you help me with my picks? But yeah, I'm picking the Falcons.
Yeah, this one's super weird because like you said, Houston out of nowhere became a dominant team, 37-17 and then 30-6. The Falcons lost their two games, 6-20 and 7-23. So the Falcons went to crap. The Texans became the best team in football. Overall, though, I actually do have Houston winning. I got it 22-18, so pretty close game. But this one's pretty much up in the air because I don't know what's real. But I just see the Falcons are spiraling like rapidly. They can't even get to 10 points. And Houston at least is on to something. And it seems like if they can just get to, I don't know, 13, they got a good chance of winning the game. And it seems like they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, this is irritating. What's on the screen right now?
Saints Patriots.
Right. Dude, it's so irritating because I don't even know. I don't know what's going on. There's always a problem with something. But here we go. We got the Patriots. They're 1-3. Saints 2-2. Saints are 19th in the power ranking, while Patriots are 24th. Like, neither of these teams are too like flashy. They're not going to blow anyone away. But dude, the amount of crap that Bill Belichick's getting, though, I think it's kind of crazy because like I still think Bill Belichick's a great coach. I don't think he just like forgot how to coach. I just think he just doesn't have great players. And people are saying, well, it was just Brady. I don't think it obviously had something to do with that. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback, but back in those teams, back in the day, like they had great defense. They had a great team. I mean, I don't know. I just had to rattle off. That annoys me. People are like, no, he sucks now. I just don't think so. I mean, he is getting older. So maybe starts forgetting stuff. I don't know. He probably has a better memory than I do, but, I got the Patriots winning this game. I still got faith in old Billy Boy over there, and the Saints. You know, I don't really. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. They both have scored almost the same amount of points, which is almost none. 2017-15-3 and then 2017-16-9 for the Saints. Their offenses suck. The only real difference is the Saints' defense is actually kind of competent. So I am going to lean Saints a little bit. I've got the Saints winning 17-15.
All right.
And on the screen is Eagles Rams.
All right, there we go. I think it's the wrong one though.
Wait, yeah, no, it should be Giants Miami, I think.
Man, this screen is ticking me off. What's on the screen now?
Titans Colts.
Dude, I'm losing it.
Back one more. Giants Dolphins nailed it.
Oh, there we go. All right. People listening on a podcast are going to love this. This is great content we got going on here. I don't know. I got some glitch going on. But Dolphins, 3-1. They did the whole, you know, scoring 70 and 20 the next week against the Giants, who are like just like atrocious to watch. Yeah. I was watching the Manning cast and they were just like disgusted. They're just like, I think it's funny watching Eli watch the Giants just suck. And he's just like, he's like wants to go back in there. But I got the Dolphins winning this. They, you know, like I say, they had that huge game, kind of came down to reality a little bit. But I like the Dolphins coach. Like he seems like he'd be good to party with. Like he's over here racing camera people and stuff. I love him. The players seem to like they react good with them. They're ranked seventh in a power ranking. Like I feel like they're gonna do some. I don't know what they're gonna do like long term, like throughout playoffs or whatever. But right now, I think they're gonna beat the crap out of the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say here. Miami is a very good team. They're a playoff team. The Giants are complete trash. I mean, they're one of the worst offenses and one of the worst defenses. I think 70 was a little bit of a fluke, but I also think 20 was kind of a fluke because Buffalo's got a real stiff defense. But, I mean, aside from that, it's pretty much a done deal. I've got it 37-17 Miami. So pretty close. 20-point victory for Miami. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's
close game.
I could definitely see that happening, though. All right, we got the Colts up there.
You got Panthers up there.
I don't know what's going on with my technology here, but all right, you want to go first? Let me figure this out.
All right, we're doing Tennessee, Indiana, Indianapolis, whatever you want to call it. So I am going to talk real slow as I get my stuff up, and maybe you can get your stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I got the Colts. They're 20th in the power ranking. We got the Titans. They're 15th. So they're pretty similar, both 2-2 teams, both, you know, pretty trashy. And I was thinking this as I was making this pick earlier. Like, these are the two teams that I know pretty much nothing about. I saw a story. I was watching ESPN or some show on that YouTube TV, and they were talking about him. And they like, it's funny because they can make any team look good. This guy's all excited about him, and he's like, "Yeah, they got this and that. They're gonna go down here." And then the other guy's like, "No, they suck." And I'm like, "Yeah." And each time the guy talked, I was like, "Yeah, maybe." And then I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure that they're trash. I have the Colts winning this game because a lot because of their offense scoring 24.3 points a game. And the Titans are only scoring 18 a game, so I figure just do that one more time, and we're going to have I'm going to be right.
Yeah, Steven in the chat says it's a coin toss and a who cares game, which is pretty much exactly right.
Yeah.
Both teams have got some kind of slightly unusual wins. I mean, they completely suck, but like beating the Chargers, and then the Colts completely suck, but they beat the Ravens and the Texans, who are maybe good. I have no idea what they are. So, I mean, it's like you said, it's a toss up, but I've got Indy actually winning the game, which feels super weird because they were so bad, especially last year, but 22 to call it 20 and a half. So a point and a half victory for the Colts.
A point and a half, huh? A close one. Next we're going to go, I don't even know like what graph. I wish I could just turn the graphics off and just talk through it. But we got the Bengals in Arizona. Is that any chance to have that on the screen?
Texans, Falcons, Saints, Patriots, Giants, Dolphins, Titans, Colts.
Oh, there we go. Now
Cardinals.
Now we're back on track, people. All right, here we go. Arizona, 1-3. They're both 1-3. Both trashy teams. Bengals 23rd in the power ranking. Got the Cardinals 26th in the power ranking. I'm picking Arizona. I actually like their... Yeah, I clearly know nothing. I think the Bengals are struggling. I don't know what's going on over there. I know that Burrow's hurt. I hear a lot of people saying that they should just sit him down. I haven't really watched a lot. I like Arizona's quarterback. I saw a video of him on TikTok, and I was like, I like this guy. So I was like, because this game to me could go either way, but I'm picking Arizona. That's my expert analyst.
Yeah, I wasn't calling you crazy. That's just crazy that at this point we're saying Cincinnati's going to beat Arizona, which is just kind of ridiculous because I actually agree. I don't know how we got here. Joe Burrow, I don't know why they're still – I don't know if they said they were going to pull him or not, but they need to. I'm waiting for that announcement every single day that goes by. What is the point in playing him right now? Let him heal because he's just useless. I mean, he's completely useless as a quarterback, and you're risking injury. So, yeah, I've got Arizona winning too. I got it 24-20. Arizona wins at home.
There we go. Next, we got the Eagles and we got the Rams. And all right, I'm just making sure that that's what you see. We got obviously the Eagles on fire 4-0. Rams are 2-2. Dude, I wanted to pick the Rams so bad on this. Not because I have any hate for the Eagles. I wouldn't want to sit in their stands, their stadium. But I just couldn't do it though. The Eagles are ranked second. Rams are 17th. I just kind of have a feeling that the Rams might have a game, and I feel like when teams are undefeated, sometimes they're rolling, sometimes they just have like a little hiccup, and this could be that game, but I don't feel it deeply enough that I'm going to pick them. So I'm taking the Eagles. They're averaging almost 30 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have been watching the Eagles and thinking, I just don't know 100% if they're quite as good as they were last year. Maybe I'm wrong, but just some of these games are close, like beating the Washington Commanders in overtime, just kind of, I mean, coming into that game, I thought they weren't exactly what they have been, and then you almost lose that game. So I see what you mean about the Rams, but there's no reason with the information that we have to pick them. So I think they beat the Rams. They probably beat the Jets, and they beat a lot of other teams for the rest of the year. I've got Philadelphia winning 28-20.
Yeah, and then that's true. Sometimes I think people try to be like, you know, they try to be like slick, like be like super smart. Oh, I think this is going to happen when it's right there. This team is better.
And even if you're wrong, dude, like you can't even be mad about someone with picking the Eagles over the Rams in that game. Like, okay, I'm wrong. Big freaking deal. Every idiot in the world could see that the Eagles should have won that game.
Yeah, like I remember a time like I never did the picks at work because I would suck. And this girl was in it, and she was like, "Hey, will you help me do my picks?" Because she's like, "Oh, he's a big Packer fan. He knows what he's talking about."
Oh yeah.
She had the worst record than everybody. There was another girl who picked teams based on what color jerseys they had that she liked, and she did better than her. Yeah. And then the next week, I'm like, "Hey, you want help again?" She's like, "Nah, I'm good. Yeah, I'll be all right." Pick. She's like, this is for money, you know, right? So, all right, next we got Kansas City going to beat the living dog doo-doo out of the Vikings. Vikings are 1-3. They have yet to beat a team with a win. The Chiefs are 3-1. I'm not sure if you heard. I'm just kidding. But their power ranking is third. They're coming on strong. They're got some good luck charms or something going on over there. But, The Chiefs are averaging 25.3 points a game. Vikings are 22.5 points per game, but I feel like that's because they're always losing. And they're just like, they're always just getting beat up. And they at the end, they kind of like get some stuff going. But the Vikings suck. Dude, Viking fans are so heated at me on Facebook. I made some stupid little reel. It was the Vikings, you know, that graph where like the Vikings are one of the most winning franchises, but they're the only team on that list with no Super Bowls.
Yeah, right.
And then I had some stupid person on there. I forget what it was now, but basically Robin Williams. And he's like, you don't know what it's like, or whatever, from some movie like Jumanji or whatever. and Viking fans just started to see it, and they're so mad. Like, yeah, how was last week? The Lions own the division now. I'm like, dude, that's funny that when Viking fans, they'll start repping other teams because they can't rep their own. I would never do that. I would never be like, yeah, the Cowboys beat you. Ha ha, go Cowboy. Dude, that's like disgusting. And I'm glad, I don't even like that I said it right now. It just didn't taste right. Someone could clip it and then I'd be ruined. But yeah, I think the Vikings get it absolutely annihilated, and I can't wait to watch that game. I can't wait.
I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous. I do have the Chiefs winning overall, but I could easily see this being a game that the Vikings could pull out, not based on anything they've done so far this year, because they just have not been able to play like themselves at all. Their offense cannot get going, but the Chiefs are even more than the Eagles not looking like themselves. I mean, they lost to the Lions, which sucks. I mean, they had guys out, whatever. Then they only scored 17 against Jacksonville. That's kind of BS. They blew out the Bears. Congrats, it's the Bears. And then they almost lost to the freaking Jets. Like, that's three games out of four where you're looking at it like, this doesn't feel right. It's not that great. And now they're in Minnesota against a team that absolutely can put up points. And you know, again, aside from the Bears game, they scored 20, 17, and 23. The Chiefs offense is not doing anything right now. So I'm a little bit nervous, but based on the maths, I've got it 29-19 Kansas City. So hopefully that's right and Minnesota doesn't figure it out and beat the Chiefs, because that would be depressing.
Yeah, and I kind of get what you're saying too, because the Vikings, I feel like they have like the tools, like they can have a game, but yeah, and the Chiefs aren't what they've been. Like,
the Vikings last year could have beat the crap out of them. I mean, that offense was a high flying offense.
Yeah,
well, but the Chiefs last year would have beat them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Like the Chiefs, I feel like they're going to get warmed up and they're going to get it going and be in that team. But like you're right, the Vikings are a team that can kind of like surprise people. I don't like to say it, but like they are a team that they can put up points, but it seems like they don't really get going until like they're losing. And I don't know. I hate them bastards. I really do. Now we got the Jets at the Broncos. This is the game of the week. Everyone's been talking about it. We got the Jets. They had, you know, nice little outing. They, you know, look good, and I don't know. People were excited about it. I didn't really watch that game. I kind of clicked in and out. But the Broncos are absolutely horrible. I love it that the Broncos are horrible, because all the Broncos fans, like when that stuff first started with Rodgers, you know, will he get traded? Won't he? But before he actually did, and they were like, "We're coming for your quarterback." Like they would come at me. I'm like, "Dude, like they act like they're gonna break in my house and steal my quarterback." Like I got him locked in the garage, bro. But so I will forever and just Super Bowl 32. I just hate that team in general. But I actually did pick the Jets to win this game. I feel like the Jets, maybe last week, kind of gave them a little bit of motivation, a little kickstart. I don't think that they're going to go on a run or anything, but the Broncos are absolutely atrocious. Like, they're like, I tweeted that out like during that game. I said, the Broncos are historically bad. Like, they're just horrible. They made the Bears look good, but then they ended up, you know, at the end, they pulled it out. But they're pretty much like the Bears. They're just a trashy, trashy team. I think the Jets will pull it off. Jets fans need that. They need a win.
Yeah. I do actually have Denver winning the game. I don't like that very much because I don't like Denver. But aside from having like one of the worst defense, this is what's weird about the game, is they have one of the worst defenses, I don't know, ever-ish. But the Jets offense is stupid and it sucks. And then the Jets defense is okay, but not as good as anybody thought. Like I came into this season saying there's no guarantee they're going to be a top three, top five defense. In fact, the vast majority fall off. Right now they rank 14th. So, you know, not the best in the world. And actually the Denver Broncos, in terms of points, their offense ranks 10th. So their offense hasn't actually been that bad. The Jets defense, I think, is slightly overrated. And the Jets offense doesn't really have what it takes to take advantage of the Broncos defense, although I'm sure they're going to score a bunch of points like the Bears did. So I don't know why this is a little messed up. So I'll just make up a number for the Jets, but I've got it. Let's just say 27-25 Denver.
Yeah, I could totally see it going either way. I think the two trashy teams. Like I was thinking that earlier. I was like, the Jets, I feel like they could get like a little push, but they could get punched right in the back to reality too. Russell Wilson, I have him on my bench in fantasy. He actually putting up numbers. I don't watch a lot of Broncos games, but he's getting points. I assume it's because they're getting hammered in the fourth quarter and they're just slinging that thing. But he's I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. That's a game of who cares too. But then we got the Niners, who were like, you know, the team everyone's talking about. It's funny because we got the Niners and the Cowboys, right? I saw a graphic that Jerry Jones said the Niners are the best chance to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I've never seen an owner who's 3-1, you know, fighting. You know, this is like one of the season that they kind of have a spot where the NFC doesn't have this juggernaut. Well, I guess the Niners, you could call it, they're starting off real fast. But then the owner comes out and be like, yeah, they're pretty good. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, basically. Like, that's awesome. But, yeah, the Niners on a power rank, they're first. Cowboys are fifth. The Cowboys, you know, the both of them are scoring 31 points a game. So the Cowboys, I feel like their defense have been getting a lot of turnovers. They've been, I don't know, like, the exact numbers, but according to the highlights I've been watching, I kind of feel like they got – When you're getting those turnovers, you don't know, like, because they're not going to come forever. Come playoff time, you're not going to get all these turnovers. We'll see what happens. But I think the Niners win, and I think that's probably going to be, I wouldn't say convincing. They're not going to beat the crap out of them, but I can see the Niners winning by a decent amount.
Yeah, this is another one that kind of surprised me when I looked at the end result, but I guess I get it. You know, Dallas has been pretty freaking dominant just overall. So I kind of see it going one of two ways. Either Dallas kind of continues what they're doing and they win the game, which is technically how I have it right now, or they're going to have another implosion game like Arizona where they just look like crap and they're going to lose 40-3. So I don't know which way it's going to go, but I'm just going to stick with actually Dallas winning the game. I've got Dallas winning 24-22.
Hey, I actually wouldn't mind it because as of late, I hate Niner fans way more than Cowboy fans.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I don't like Dallas, but I hate San Francisco way more. Like, yeah. I've never been as big of a Dallas hater as most Packer fans to begin with. And I absolutely loathe San Francisco because of what they've done to us for the past decade.
Yeah, most of my hatred for teams comes from my childhood. There's like, I should make a video that one day, just explain why I hate every single team that I hate. Like a 20-minute video. But the last game, the most important game, the game that people only care about, yeah. Maybe not, but the one we care about, we got the Raiders. And the Packers. Packers traveling to Las Vegas. Hopefully they don't have too much fun, you know, heading up the casinos. No, I don't. I think that's weird because, like, if players could do that, what if, you know, I don't know. That's a weird thing, going to Vegas, because, like, they have to go to Vegas. It's like business and, like, be good. Most people go to Vegas to just get wrecked. I've never been to Vegas. I figure I'd probably die if I did. Party overload. But you got the Packers, obviously, they're 2-2. Raiders are 1-3. Power ranking, they got the Raiders at 28th. Packers at 11th. And yeah, the Packers are scoring 25 points a game. Raiders are 15.5. I got the Packers winning this game. I think the Raiders are like a big mess. I just saw some fans cussing out Mark Davis. And that was kind of a funny video. It's weird. I mentioned this last night on the show, but it's so weird that where he sits, it's like a little bit of glass, but it only covers up like to his chest. And then they can just talk to the owner. He's just right there. Can you imagine if Mark Murphy was just hanging out in the stands? People could just tell him what to think. And he was arguing back with them. He's like, use your head.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, they're like, fire him. Fire the coach and this and that. And he's like, use your head. He's probably like, just give me time. I can't do it right now. Be smart about it. We got to wait till the bye. But yeah, I think the Raiders are a mess. But obviously the Packers, they got their own stuff going on, but I think they got some guys come back from injury. I think they got some more. They got to figure some stuff out. Like, that was last week. It wasn't just like a bad game. Like, there was so much bad things that were going around, like with the, you know, play calling, I think. And like Aaron Jones, I think he got five attempts. I don't even get why he was there. If he can only do it five times, run the ball five times. So like, it was a big thing, but I feel like the Packers, they got to be motivated. And this is a good like game to like bounce back to. It's the Raiders. They're kind of going through some stuff. Is Davante Adams playing? I saw that he got hurt, but I wasn't sure.
He came back into that game. So I think so.
Okay, because like Jair up against Devontae, like, dude, that you're gonna get your money's worth. Like, that to me alone is just, even if you're not a Packer fan or a Raider fan, like, that is ridiculous to have one of the best corners, one of the best wide receivers, whoever you rank either of them. That's gonna be fun to watch. But hopefully Devontae doesn't do Devontae stuff.
Yeah, I'm banking on the Packers not imploding again. I mean, that's all it's going to take. They shouldn't lose to the Raiders. The Raiders are struggling. Their entire team is imploding. Their coach is kind of a joke. Their team's, I mean, they got two good players. They got a good wide receiver and a really good pass rusher. And Devontae, I mean, I've seen him laid out twice already this year. I mean, that guy, they're going to get him killed. So hopefully he can make it through the season. But I mean, it's just a terrible football team. It's a terrible offense in particular. They haven't even gotten to 20 points once. 18 is the highest that they've gotten to against the Steelers. If we give up 24, 25 points to this team, that's a real indictment on our defense. And we might not end up winning the game. But assuming we can actually just go out there and execute, like I know the team can, I've got us winning 26-19.
26-19. I want to get to the comments here for this one. What's up, Steven? He says, Pack bounces back. See you later, Raiders. Great times ahead in Ramageville, where mac and cheese flows like rivers.
Hang on, I want to go to Ramageville.
I want to move there. But I agree, like, with the imploding part, because when you have a team that's kind of struggling, going through some stuff, like, if you just get down a little bit, a few mistakes happen, I wonder if it gets in your head, like, here we go again. I'm not sure if they have that mentality. I do. You know, you go to the gas station, trip on the rug and fall in Quick Trip. Like, you, like, this day is going to suck right out the gate. And the whole day is ruined. And I wonder, like, I think that's how it is for teams tonight when bad stuff starts happening, like, oh, here we go. But it is the Raiders, so I feel like, and like Preston Smith said, you know, they ain't got no quit in them. And I know when he said that, people were like, because I posted about it on Facebook, and like, what about the Atlanta game? I'm like, just because you lose doesn't mean you have quit on you. You tried. They tried. Right. It just didn't work. I like to see that the team not giving up, though. Even if, you know, there is no, like, you know, whatever you call it, you lose, but you still feel like you won. But I'd like to see not giving up, not like, you know, shoulders all low, like kind of like crying on the bench, and they're battling. I think the Packers battle back, and it's the Raiders. If it was like a legit team, I still pick the Packers. I got faith. I got faith.
I think, but so far both of us are undefeated as far as picking the Packers every week.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the Chiefs game when I might have to go against it.
Yeah, it's funny because when people always, like, ever since, like, forever, I never picked all the games, but I always, you know, pick the Packer game or whatever, and I always pick the Packers, and they'd be like 10-6 or whatever, and be like, oh, you always pick the Packers, you're a homer. I'm like, well, I'm 10-6, bro. What's your record? Because I there's people who pick against the Packers. I think it's funny, all these Packer fans pick against the Packers every week, and it just confuses me. Like, you're a Packer fan, but you're not. I mean, and not that you have to, like, be all cheerful and think they're going to win every single game, but if you think they're going to lose every single game, it's kind of that you're just doing the opposite of what I'm doing. It's weird to me.
Well, and you're going to be right more than they are.
Yeah.
I mean, 2022 was close, but I had people doing that in 2021 and 2020 and 2019. Like, well, this is a loss. This is a loss. It's like, dude, you won three games this year. You were right. Like, at what point do you realize you're kind of slow?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather be positive than negative all the time. Like I said, you don't got to be positive all the time. Like, if you think the Packers are going to lose a game, like, I have no problem with someone saying, I'm not going to be like, "Rrr." But if it's like every game, you're just like, and then, like, even after a win, like, I post them on Facebook, people are like, oh, they got lucky and this and that. Right. It's like, dude, you're a Packer fan. Your profile picture is a Packer logo or whatever. And I can't wrap my head around that. Like, yeah, right. being a fan of a team, but also kind of hating them. Right. I don't know. It's kind of like a broken marriage, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to try to, I think next week I'm going to try to use a different platform or software, not software. I'm going back to a different one because this one is sketchy. Like, it's still, oh, now it says Packers Raiders. Before, like, on my screen, it said Ravens forever since the Ravens. So I don't know if that's going to come up on a stream like that. If you're watching on YouTube, you know, what do you do? This is a crappy show. You know what I mean? But we're going to work. Like we were talking about before, by the end of the season, the Super Bowl picks
are going to be smooth as butter. We got one
sailing
game to talk about.
Yeah, it's I only need one graphic. It'll work great. Exactly. I've never had to have before. I've never had it happen where the overlay got stuck. But anyways, thanks for watching, listening. And if you're watching right now, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, Matt Ramage Show. Also, the Packernet podcast. He does great work, podcast every day. You already probably subscribed to them. But if you don't, check it out. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure, you know, hit up my website, thematramage.com. You can find all my socials, Facebook, YouTube. I'm even live on Twitch right now. I don't think anybody watches on Twitch. I had one guy. It was awesome. One guy commented, I almost shut it down. Like, whoa. And then I went back and looked at Twitch and had like one view. I'm like, dude, that was the guy he commented. Shout out to that guy. The one person watched and he commented. He's like, this sucks. I'm like, all right.
No.
But all right, thanks for everyone for tuning in. Go Pack Go. Big shout out to Ryan and the Packernet podcast. And we are out.